officers and their families, inmates and their families, and the public should hold us accountable to address the recommendations identified to correct bad practices and lack of communication and to start the multi-year effort to change the culture here at our state's largest maximum security prison.
Almost a year and a half after a fatal prison riot at the James T. Vaughn Correctional Center in Smyrna, Delaware, officials today released a report updating progress in responding to dozens of recommendations put forth in an independent review. Joining me with details is WHYY's Mark Eichmann. Mark, welcome back to Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks so much, Dave. Good to be with you.
We'll get to the recommendations, but review what took place in February of 2017.
That was when inmates took over control of the prison, Building C, at the James Vaughn Correctional Center in Smyrna, the state's biggest prison. Inmates took control, took several corrections officers and a counselor hostage, and held them hostage for the better part of 20 hours before it was all over. One correctional officer was killed by the inmates before prison officials, state police, and others finally regained control of the prison.
This was a very sad day across the state of Delaware. After a torturous 15-hour ordeal that went through the night, we learned of Sergeant Floyd's demise.
It's been widely reported that, in part, prison administrators dismissed several warnings, including ones that came forth that day.
Yeah, and the most tragic thing about this possibly is the fact that one of the persons who was giving the warning that certain inmates probably should not have been put in the same cell block or even in the same cells together, that warning came from Sergeant Floyd, who was killed by the inmates. And that warning from Floyd came just a few days before the hostage situation that ended in his death.
Officer Floyd did recognize that there were individuals that he thought should be moved. And as far as we can determine, his requests were not acted upon. Had it been acted upon, or had he been moved from that building, and we use the word may. We can't make the definite conclusion, but his death may have been avoided.
It's possible we wouldn't be here talking about it, and he would still be alive. So a real tragic detail in what was allowed to happen.
Governor Carney ordered the independent review.
We also have to investigate what happened here, determine the facts, to make sure that it never happens again.
What were some of the factors that led to administrators dismissing the warnings?
Well, there was a lot of poor communication between administration and the correctional officers and between correctional officers to inmates. The report pointed out systematic and operational dysfunction and a lack of clear and consistent leadership as one of the problems that led to this and one of the reasons those warnings were not heeded.
So to what extent has that been remedied?
Well, according to the report that came out today, it has been remedied to a great extent. They've improved communication system-wide across prisons, and it's not just at Vaughn. These recommendations go across the prison system and the Delaware Department of Correction, that they've improved the way they communicate administration to guard, to correctional officer, also correctional officer to inmate in hopes that that will not happen again.
One of the lingering problems pertains to overtime, though. Has that been changed?
And that's really the one issue that sticks out in this report that came out today as an area that still is in dire need of being addressed. Over-dependence on overtime was highlighted in an auditor's report that came out last year that said the Department of Correction spends $800,000 on overtime every 2 weeks. That translates to about $57,000 every day just in overtime.
Above and beyond the financial considerations that you cited, what are some other problems associated with excessive overtime?
Well, it's burnout. It's obviously a very difficult job to work behind bars with some very bad people who are imprisoned. These correctional officers can be frozen in place if there's a vacancy in the next shift, that they have to stay there. It's not like they can just walk out of the prison and say, we'll get it in 8 hours when the next person comes in. You know, they have to stay there. And being stuck in that position, from the union that I've talked to, the Correctional Officers Union, is a very frustrating and very sort of demoralizing thing, to be stuck in this mandatory overtime. And that has, according to the report that came out last year, that contributed to the way correctional officers treated inmates, and it didn't help anything as far as the relationship between officer and inmate goes, that the men and women have been stuck in their position, frozen in overtime, because they're such short staff.
Mark, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on this issue.
My pleasure, Dave.
WHYY's Mark Eichmann on Newsworks Tonight.